From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 23 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to day 23 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. We are continuing in our week on serving, and today's red letters, the teachings from Jesus himself, come from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22. Love your neighbor as yourself. It seems pretty clear, but unfortunately I've heard this encourages us to love, to focus on ourselves first, and I think it's the best of intentioned pastors and theologians who read this text and say, well, you can't really love your neighbor until you learn how to love yourself. And there may be a piece of that that's sort of true. My concern with that sort of interpretation is that it invites us to focus on ourselves first. And if we can't figure out how to love ourselves, how to love all of ourselves, we're never going to get around to actually loving our neighbors, because we'll be focused on trying to improve ourselves and to fix the things about ourselves that we think need fixing. And the reality is, most of us, maybe all of us, have something about ourselves that we don't love. But instead of focusing on ourselves, I think we need to be focusing on others. Maybe not instead, but at least in addition to loving ourselves. And I think that's really what Jesus would suggest, is that other. In the story of the Good Samaritan, which is our longer text for today, we read about a man who couldn't be more different than the man who was beaten and left on the roadside. And the reality is, when he sees somebody in need, he stops what he is doing. He stops his journey and he stops to attend. And he makes sure that he gets the care that he needs. One of the often, I think, overlooked details in that story is that the Good Samaritan stops what he's doing. Yes, he provides care for the man, but he doesn't put his whole life on hold. He finds the man the help that he needs, and then he goes off to what he was doing, promising to return. So it's more than just a Good Samaritan who's helping this man recover, but he enlists the help of the He doesn't lose himself in the midst of it. He continues to take care of what he needs to take care of, but also take care of the man. And I think sometimes we can read this text in a way that we think that you know, somebody else, we should give all of ourselves to somebody else and lose ourselves as part of the process. And I don't think that's what Jesus is saying either, that there need to be healthy. And so that both you and your neighbor, both me and my neighbor, we can see our neighbors behind us this morning, are loved and are thriving, would be the ideal, to be certain. It's been good spending some time with you this morning, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Red Letter Challenge.